Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
As you know, it's Wish Week here in News Talk all this week, and Abby Buckley was just 17 years of age when her wish was granted. Abby is with me here on the programme. You're very welcome, Abby. Thanks a million for joining us in the show today. Before we chat about your wish, you might tell us a little bit, Abby, about your condition, first of all, and when you were first diagnosed.
Hi. Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me. So my story kind of begins when I was 12 and I had just started secondary school. And a few months in, around November, I found a lump on the right side of my neck, just below my ear. And I told my parents and, you know, we just thought maybe it was an inflamed gland or something, maybe an infection. And we just said we'd keep an eye on it, you know, nothing to be worried about. And then Christmas morning, we realised it had basically doubled in size in the space of a few weeks. So we went to our GP just to get it checked out. And he said he thought it was probably just an infection, like we thought before, but just to get it checked out just in case. So in January of 2020, then I went for an MRI. And then a few weeks later, I ended up having to go for a biopsy as it looked abnormal.
Yeah.
And then on the 4th of February 2020 then, I went for an appointment with my consultant, and my parents went into the room and they were in there for what felt like a very long time.
I can imagine.
For a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
And they came out and I just remember seeing their faces, and immediately I knew something was wrong. But I didn't find out for a few days later then, when they sat me down at the table and told me, you have metastatic papillary thyroid cancer, which to a 12-year-old was just,
oh gosh,
you know, something.
I know, she never, most of us, you know, the words everyone would have to say, what's that? You know, so to hear that at 12 years of age, my God, Abby, it's an awful lot to take on. So how was that whole process of, you know, explaining to you what had happened and what was going to happen and the treatment that you were going to have to go through after that?
Well, obviously they didn't tell me straight away because, you know, they were trying to come to terms with it and understand how to tell their 12-year-old daughter, you know. But my mom reached out to the Irish Cancer Society just to seek advice for how to actually tell her child, you know. And to be honest, they were very honest with me, just sat me down at the table and told me straight out, you know, this is what you have. And you're going to have surgery to get your thyroid removed. And then we're going to have to just see what happens after that and just, you know, keep in touch with the doctors and just figure out the plan.
Yeah. And I presume it was, did you have surgery and treatment and all in the years after that?
Yeah, so I had surgery then a few weeks later on the 20th of February 2020 to remove my whole thyroid and then a few lymph nodes because it had spread. And then I was meant to have treatment soon after that, but then obviously COVID happened and the whole country went into lockdown, so it got delayed until June of that year. So I had radioactive iodine treatment then.
Because you've gone through an awful lot, Abby, haven't you? You know, and so at such a young age to have to deal with that. How are you now, Abby?
I'm doing good, yeah.
Great.
I'm a lot better.
Yeah.
It's been 6 years, so.
Yeah, so it's six years on. So we're chatting today. I know you're obviously telling us a little bit about your story and the Make-A-Wish campaign. When did you first hear about that?
I always knew about Make-A-Wish, but even when I got diagnosed and I was sick, I never thought, oh, maybe I could be eligible for something like that, because in my head I was like, I'm sick, but I'm not that sick.
Yeah.
You know, because most people just associate it with, like, you know, terminal illnesses or something like that. But I went to a cancer youth group canteen, and the woman in charge, she was talking to me and just kind of said, well, you know, you could be eligible for a wish. So that kind of when it was first on my radar, and we just started talking to the GP and tried to get a referral then for Make-A-Wish.
So just explain to people how that works. when you get that referral? The actual wish. You know, wish the Make-A-Wish itself.
Well, I spoke to the woman in charge canteen first, Evelyn. And then she started telling us to talk to our doctor, so my oncologist, and then the GP, just to make sure that I was eligible for a wish, that I met the requirements. And then we just filled out an application and got in contact with Make-A-Wish then on their website.
So the request goes in and that's it. What did you request?
It took me a long time to kind of figure out what I wanted, because I still just, to be honest, couldn't believe that I was getting this, you know, opportunity.
Yeah. It is a hard thing. You know, I'm just, as I'm talking to you, I'm trying to think. I'm sure it must be a hard thing to, you know, to even to think up something, you know, that you'd love to do.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're trying to come up with a wish, but you're just kind of trying to, you know, wrap your head around it at the same time. So it took a long time to kind of narrow it down. And at that stage, I was like kind of 17, kind of like nearly aging out of the system, like for Make-A-Wish. But eventually I decided on a kiln and some pottery supplies.
Ah, okay. Well, you were obviously very interested in pottery, were you, in craft?
Yeah, we've always been a very artistic family, because my mum used to be a graphic designer, so we grew up, you know, just drawing and painting and everything.
So how did that work? How did your wish, you know, how did it come true, or how was it granted? What did you get to do?
So I talked to the Make-A-Wish volunteers, and we had a little meeting just kind of discussing what I was wishing for and how I wanted it to happen. So I wanted it to be a surprise. You know, a nice surprise compared to all the other stuff that had happened over the years. And so I wasn't told when it was going to be, but I remember my mom buying the 2 litre 7-Up bottles one day, and I kind of had an inkling then of it was going to happen this weekend, because we never buy those. And I went to archery that morning for training, and I came back, and my dad was driving me there and back home. And he seemed a little nervous and anxious, so I kind of had me at home.
Yeah.
But they had put the kiln and the supplies in one of our sheds in our garden, and I walked around to the side of the shed, and my whole family was there with loads of friends and everyone waiting for
brilliant.
Me.
Brilliant. Lovely.
It was really, really nice.
Yeah, what a lovely surprise. And I presume this is a hobby now, is it, that you've, you know, that you took up over the years, and what kind of things did you make?
It's always been a hobby. We tried clay in second year in school, and I fell in love with it. And just, I've kept it up, but now with the kiln and stuff, it just allows me to kind of really, you know, create whatever comes to my imagination. So I've made a few Christmas decorations and stuff, and a sculpture as well for Bloom.
Fantastic. It's lovely that, I know, for when, you know, we talk to people before about the Make-A-Wish campaign, and maybe they get, you know, one dream or one memory, one wish that's granted. But obviously this is something that, you know, you over the years, Abby, have been able to do on a kind of a regular basis, which is lovely.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's nice that you have that. And I suppose maybe in just, you know, telling listeners today about how important it is to have such a positive impact like this, you know, to have a wish granted, for whether it's a teenager, for you at the time at 17, or for a younger child that, you know, that's obviously gone through an awful lot with illness. I mean, I'm sure it means an awful lot to you to get that wish.
Yeah, it means so much, because, like, I never imagined something like this would happen, and just, like, the generosity of the volunteers and just everyone, it was just amazing. And, you know, people hear about, you know, how much a wish means, especially on the day of the wish or the days that follow, but, you know, it makes a bigger difference than people realise. I met someone recently who had her wish granted 10 years ago, and she wished for a kiln as well. And now she's a full-time artist, like a potter and a sculptor. So, you know, her wish wasn't just that day or the few years that followed it.
That's lovely.
It's her career now.
Yeah, it's absolutely lovely to hear that. Abby, I'm delighted to hear that you're keeping well and you're doing good. And thanks a million for joining us here today on the programme to share your story with listeners, because they've been obviously listening to us talk about Wish Week here on the station over the past few days. And we're going to continue to chat about it because we need everybody's help to try and make Abby and so many other wishes come true, like Abby has explained this afternoon, because they grant life-changing wishes for kids who are with critical medical conditions. There was 229 wishes alone granted last year and about 3,600 since its very inception in 1992. So we want to try and make this year the biggest Wish Week ever. Every cent matters. If you want to donate online, it's makeawish.ie/donate. That's where you can send your donations to. And you can also check out the videos. There's Erin's story as well. It's all over in the News Talk social media, the Instagram pages. And you can see just how important these wishes are to the likes of Abby, so many other kids and their families. Abby, thanks so much. Abby Buckley there. Thank you for joining us here on the programme today. The email, if you want to share your own story or experience with us, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.